All right, coming up fresh off the Versus battle, gotta say this, Steve. Our special guests will be Ronald and Ernie Isley of the Isley Brothers coming up at the top of the hour.
And I gotta tell you something,
sure. We're excited about that. Uh-huh.
The hat I had on at the Versus, the white hat with the, with the
amethyst.
Amethyst
uh-huh. on it.
Yes.
A partner of mine called me, the old school cat. Uh-huh. Oh, boy, that suit, Steve. Mm-hmm. That suit and that brim, dog, you was nasty. You had them pimp rocks on it. I knew what he was talking about. Had them pimp rocks on it. Uh-huh. Boy, I said, go ahead, boy. I was Cleveland down, man. All right, I'm ready.
Pimp rocks. All right, you ready for Chief Love Officer Steve uh-huh. Harvey? Let's go. All right, this one is from Carl in Atlanta. He says, I'm married to a woman that had been in a relationship with a woman for 10 years before we started dating. She said it was a phase she was going through, so I can only trust what she's told me. Her ex-girlfriend is still in her life, and they're good, good friends. I don't mind when the ex-girlfriend comes over, but I'm wondering if she'd be as understanding if my ex-girlfriend wanted to come over all of the time. Am I tripping over nothing?
Well, working hell on no, the wrong she ain't gonna thing. Be as understanding. Ooh. Yeah. Hell no, she ain't gonna be as understanding.
Right, of course not. Mm-mm.
You're not coming over. The ex can't come over to my house.
Well, she's coming over to his house.
No, dog. That ain't happening. Your ex is coming to our house. Mm-hmm. No.
So he should shut
Man,
it down.
Man, woman, I don't give a damn if it's your former dog.
Not the pet.
The dog. No, the not pet the don't pet. Come by here. Not the ex-pet. No.
So you're saying he should shut it down?
No, it's no way I'm going for that. Okay. I'm just telling you what I'm doing. Okay. You might have a different relationship with her. But no, y'all slept together. Mm-hmm. Now, we married, but you still coming over. Like you ain't got no thoughts of sleeping together. Man, miss me with that. I'm not finna do that. That's okay. A recipe for disaster.
All right, we're
unless
moving on.
Unless y'all work something out between all y'all, if that's what y'all doing, that's different. Yeah. But no, I'm not finna do that.
Work right. it out.
Everybody ain't attractive, Tommy.
Yeah, you're right. Charlinda in New Orleans.
I don't know
Orleans.
What we're talking about.
We're moving on. My husband owns a detail shop, and I have a teenage brother that works there part-time. My little brother told me that my husband flirts with women and gives a lot of them free car washes. I asked my husband about it, and he got mad. He said my brother is out of line, and he'll take care of him. Now he's being hard on my little brother, claiming he's making a man out of him because real men don't gossip. Is this because he's guilty?
Mm. No, it's because your little brother doing little punk stuff he ain't supposed to do.
Well, yeah, it's but that's both his ways, sister. Though, ain't it? The little brother shouldn't have said something, but he shouldn't have said nothing either.
He want that job, don't he?
Oh, wait, who shouldn't have said nothing, Tom?
Well, I don't think she. You think she should have went to her husband with her what her little brother said?
Well, I mean, of course she gonna go to him, but the little brother down there, hit his man give you a job. You down here talking about he talking to other girls and me giving them free car washes. You got to give away free stuff every now and then to run your business.
But that he's being protective of his big sister.
I got him being protective, and I understand that about him. Mm-hmm. But what you don't know, man, is you messing up the bigger picture because you young, you don't know that. That's like if you got a donut shop and you want your donut business to pick up, you got to give away some free donuts.
Yeah, and you got to flirt with the people that you're giving the free donuts to.
You got to compliment them so they come back.
That's just good business.
Is that
good business?
That's just loyalty, customer loyalty.
Girl, that's customer service.
That's just good business.
Oh, baby, you sure looking good today. Let me give you a free car wash. You looking so good. And guess what? She going to come back and pay for the next one.
Oh, okay. So she wants to know, is her husband guilty of doing anything with these women that he's flirting with and giving free?
No, not at all. Mm-hmm. It's just business. You got nothing with that. Now he hard on your little brother because he trying to turn your little brother into a man.
I said waxing again.
Yeah.
Working the hell out of him.
Yeah.
All right. Marion in Norman, Oklahoma says, I'm an avid golfer. Steve, this one is really for you. And I have a group of guys that I golf with in my community. I'm a black man and all of my golf buddies are black. One of my white neighbors asked to golf with us this coming Saturday, and three of the four guys in my group said they didn't want him to join us because they'd have to censor their jokes and couldn't be themselves. I see this guy often in the neighborhood, so it might be awkward after I tell him that he's not welcome to join us. How should I handle this?
Well, it's four of y'all. You a foursome.
Mm-hmm.
You can't play with five on the team. Ain't no golf course gonna let you run with five. They do every now and then, but you can't really run with five. And you know what's gonna happen. Y'all down there talking that smack y'all talk, you know, and they date themselves, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's all right, but you know, you might have to just go play with him by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you boys gonna talk like they talk when they round each other. Mm-hmm. They just comfortable. They don't want to censor what they got to say.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know how that go, man. Mm-hmm. Let's just be real. You know, ain't no three white men invited your ass to come play.
That's dead on.
All right, we're moving on.
There's white guys in the neighborhood, and three of them ain't invited. His black ass come nowhere with them.
He ain't heard of that yet.
No, that's what your friends is talking about. Get out here, they playing golf, now all of a sudden, I'm a big supporter of Sharon Osbourne, and all hell gonna break loose.
Wait, what? You heard him. Say it again, Steve. We gotta go. Coming up next, it is the nephew with Run That Prank Back, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.